Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where faith meets scripture, scripture meets modern understanding, and we explore your inner world and how it connects with life itself. Hey friends, I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and this is your space for moving into greater understandings, into consciousness itself, conscious healing, emotional regulation, and moving into a new understanding that bridges biblical wisdom with neuroscience. This is where we're going to be exploring how your thoughts, your nervous system, and your faith impact your experience of life. Welcome. Now, before we go anywhere today, I just want to arrive together. So if you are able, I want you to join with a little regulation moment with me, okay? So put your hand over your heart. Okay, if you're driving or your hands aren't free, just imagine, just kind of tune in to this headspace of moving into your heart. Hand over heart if you can. Take a slow breath in and a long exhale out. Let the nervous system settle. We don't rush into understanding. We arrive into it. We don't rush into inner peace and into that centered balance. We arrive into it. And it's as easy as taking that slow breath anytime, on any day, whatever you're doing. You can turn your attention to your breath and move into what that scripture's talking about. Be still and know that I am God. Move into the stillness. Now, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about evolution, not biological evolution, but evolution as the structure of reality itself. Reality moves forward. Cells adapt, ideas mature, consciousness expands. Last week, we were talking about how it is the nature of life to be being born again and again into more, born again into more, born again into more. We stand on the wisdom of the past as we are elevated into what's next. It is the nature of all things, and it's demonstrated even by how the teachings in the Bible change from the Old Testament to the New, the advancement from one era to the next. We're moving into more and more advanced understanding day by day, week by week, era by era, as a human race and individually. So we honor the wisdom of what has been, but we don't try to return to it. The past is foundation, not destination. We're moving into more. So friends, even as we talk about healing, I want to put forward for your understanding something called reorganizational healing. It's not about going back. I invite you to never try to move backwards and try to access what you were before the blank happened, before the divorce, before the loss, before losing the job, before the upset, before the illness or the injury. Because remember that who and what you were before that happened was lined up with that loss, that injury, that illness coming next. So don't try to go back. Let's move into moving forward into more, integrating what has been and allowing it to birth us into what is next, what is more advanced, more organized, higher, and moving towards our destiny, which is fulfilling all that we were created to become. So today we ask something more personal. If evolution is built into reality, what is our role inside of it? Are we just carried forward by time, or do we consciously participate? This is where alignment begins. Alignment is not forcing outcomes. It's not pushing reality. It's cooperation with forward motion. And this is where the research gets fascinating. We're going to go into some of that research today. I'm going to share with you some of the science behind what it is we're exploring on this show, and also converse about real life experiences. Now, some of you have heard me already share about my personal experience of sudden remission of cancer last year. Okay, yesterday I was on a podcast with the medical doctor, the functional medical doctor here in the Lake Norman area in North Carolina, who walked with me through that journey. Both of us were being interviewed on a show that's going to be aired in a few weeks. Next week, I'm going to give you the exact date and time where you can tune into that. It's called The Unveiled Podcast. And Dr. Cammie Benton is going to be interviewed on that along with me, ultimately, as the patient. One of the examples of how unusual things can happen and the body can move into right alignment and suddenly illness can disappear. So we're going to talk about how that's possible and start to explore the science behind what we're calling alignment. Okay, moving into unusual outcomes that can become more and more common, more and more predictable. I love to dismantle that word miraculous or miracles, because I believe science is moving into the arena where we can understand that which we used to call miracles. When we begin to have awareness of what is possible and awareness of how it is, how we are able to align with what's possible, not what's probable, but what's possible when we are a match to that potential reality, things can show up that we would ordinarily call miracles. I'm beginning to say it's time for us to graduate and to know that what seemed to be the impossible or the miraculous in the past can become your everyday experience. This is to invite you into exploring possibility in new ways beyond what's ever been available before. We've got many demonstrations in the Bible, but we want to say this wasn't just for then, and this is not just for a chosen few. There are ways that we can move into alignment with that which we call God, with the frequency and field that is the foundation of this created reality, and we can morph ourselves into new levels of wholeness in ways that have never been available before. We are in that new place, and today is the beginning of a series where we're going to explore the tools and the skills of alignment to bring you into synchronicities in your life, bring you into new possibilities and flow, divine flow, moving into higher will and beginning to understand your place where you can ride that wave securely. You can be like that surfer that looks for the heavy wave and dives into, yes, let's get onto it and lets it carry you. You can move into a place like that. CJ, when I was walking in, had on a shirt that says, From Fear to Faith. That's what we're doing, friends. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Faith Consciousness Radio. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio. Today we're exploring alignment and how evolution is about being born again and again and again, and it can create amazing new changes in your own life. So friends, like I said, we're going to move into a series, and we're going to be diving deeper into the studies of some of the experts that I'm going to be speaking to you about today. We're going to touch on it lightly today, and then we're going to dive deeper in the upcoming shows into what body of evidence exists, what the scriptures have to say about it, and how these things can be applied to your own life. This is about being on the leading edge, riding that wave of progress that which we call God has set us up for from the beginning. Jesus said, greater things than these will you also do. Okay? Jesus was making a prophetic prediction about what is to come, that humanity is going to move into a place where we're doing greater things even than what was being demonstrated through him at that time. Friends, I'm here to remind us all that it's time. We are ready, and this planetary realm is ready to support us moving into our destiny. Okay, so as we start talking about some of these experts, we're going to be bridging this whole science and scriptures arena and understanding what the practical outcome is for us and how we can step into the magic and miracles and make it everyday practice, understanding that it's demystified now. We're beginning to realize what it means to align. So first, I want to talk about the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, okay? He and other neuroscientists show that the brain is not fixed. Neural pathways reorganize, and there's different methods that we are able to access our brains and create changes. You know, scriptures talk about the renewing of the mind through the Holy Spirit. When we move into what I call the God frequency, we move into states of gratitude. We move into states of, even at times, unconditional love, moving beyond judgment and forgiveness, which go hand in hand, but even to a higher perspective where we're not necessarily reacting one way or another, judging and condemning one way and then forgiving. Jesus on the cross wasn't saying, hey, these people are indebted to me because they're doing wrong. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He saw immediately that everything that he was suffering through was being brought about by ignorance. Okay, by a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding. He saw it as a natural outcome. He wasn't judging and blaming and saying, these are evil beings doing wicked things, but I'm going to forgive them. He said to the Father, forgive them, and then he explained. We could even call it science, okay? These actions are being made out of lack of awareness. Can you feel the difference? Can you feel the difference between the understanding that someone is simply acting out of a lack of awareness? Like if you didn't know that red on those lights on the street means stop. And, you know, imagine you just got dropped here into this reality and you had no idea what that color meant and you went right through it. Okay, does that mean you're evil and bad? Or did you just have a lack of understanding? Yes, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So, folks, I'm not inviting you to do that, but I'm just giving an example to say we act from the level of perception that we are coming from. And when we begin to understand that when we're navigating life and understand that all people are acting from the level of awareness that they are at, we can begin to have a different paradigm, and we can begin to move into alignment with that frequency, that consciousness, that example that Jesus gave on the cross saying, they know not what they do. They don't realize what they're doing. So he wasn't judging and then forgiving the evil from that judgment. He was simply saying, it's only logical, it's only reasonable. This is a lack of awareness. So don't hold judgment. Imagine if we did that. And imagine how our brains would begin to change if we moved our thoughts and feelings more and more into alignment with that paradigm, with that understanding of there's a flow of life. And many times what seems to be wrong, hurtful, or painful is simply an outcome of lack of awareness, we can begin to respond differently to what comes up in our field. Okay, so understand that emotional states also signal genetic expression. So I'm saying when we begin to understand how to collaborate in this world in new and different ways and how to align our minds and our nervous system to healthier and healthier, higher states, we also begin to signal the genes that we're wired with in our physical bodies in new and different ways. It's a new field of science, relatively, called epigenetics, above genetics. Okay, we can rise above what we've inherited and actually cause our genes to either be switched on or stay switched off according to their environment, which means according to our biochemistry, which is influenced by our thoughts, our feelings, which is created by our perceptions. So again, friends, there's a chain reaction here, which means that as we move into mastery of how we're perceiving things, as we begin to really understand what it means to advance in consciousness, to move from that polarized view of just judgment, condemnation, and fear for survival into that Christed view of still judgment, but the capacity for compassion, empathy, and forgiveness, and then ultimately into what's next, which is faith consciousness. The ability to rise into understanding and fully embracing and believing that which we cannot yet see, taste, touch, smell, or hear. When we begin to honor and have loyalty to the invisible, to the unseen, and know in our hearts truths that there is no tangible evidence of yet, all kinds of things can happen. We've lined up with faith and all that faith can bring about. So this is what we're working with and we'll continue. Next week, we're going to go deeper into that body of evidence that Joe Dispenza and other neuroscientists have put together showing how in laboratory settings and meditation retreats, measurable changes have been recorded in immune markers, in heart rate variability, and brainwave coherence when individuals shift into elevated states like gratitude and compassion. Then we're going to show how those outcomes move into tangible changes in the expression of the physical body. I just discussed that yesterday in that interview with Dr. Cammie about my own body resolving its cancer expression. When you begin to understand yourself as being a biofield, when you are knowing that you are not solid and concrete in your form, but that your form is built upon an energetic architecture, and energy is the fabric of all of reality, then we begin to understand that all things are changeable. And they don't have to consent to that linear timeline. New things are possible. And in the Bible gives us many examples of it, and Jesus speaks many times about how faith leads to healing. Faith leads to miracles. Faith leads to things that seem impossible from a linear perspective. But when we understand that time is a perception, and we can actually, in God's realm, there is no time. There is no time. The borders of black holes bend time. So when we begin to understand that those things we perceived as solid are actually fluid and changeable, all kinds of possibility shows up. So stay tuned as we move into these next shows, exploring the neuroscience behind what we could call miracles, understanding now that actually it's very possible and probable when we move into right alignment and we're moving into the understanding of the tools to get there. I like to call it the technology of faith. We're going to be exploring Carl Jung and his collective experiences and studies and all that he brought forward. A gentleman named Joseph Gallenberger, who wrote a book called Inner Vagus. He did a number of experiments and research projects on the power of thought, belief, and the mind, and even took people to Las Vegas to practice their skills at gambling tables. How unlikely is that? Inner Vagus. So we help people train their brains in that unlikely setting. And more. We're going to be getting into that. And in the next segment, I'm going to bring in our guest co-host, Dina Baker, today. And we're going to talk more about how we can change our field, how we can change our state, our inner state of being, what tools are available, even including the tools of sound, to change even beyond thought without having to think through and recalibrate what your basis of assumption is. We can move directly to the energetic field and begin to recalibrate it through tools as simple as sound. And there's a whole world of understanding around that and amazing things that can come from using sound. Even the scripture talks about it. So stay tuned. We're going to take another little break. And when we come back in, more insights, more understanding, more tools to become a master in your world, walking in faith. This is Faith Consciousness Radio. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio. Today we're exploring alignment and the technology of faith. This is Dr. Leslie, and I want to introduce again our returning guest co-host, Dina Baker. Welcome back, Dina. So
glad to have you again. Hi, Dr. Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you. So we're talking today about the technology of faith. We're talking about those tools. We're introducing a series where we're going to be diving into the scientific explorations of the mind-body connection, the mind-life connection. This includes even back when the work of Carl Jung and the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I mentioned Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, who's done a lot of work at the Monroe Institute, a lot of explorations, and then bridging that to the teachings in scripture and watching how we can find evidence of what they're discovering scientifically now in the Bible and understand that we've got more reason than ever to be fully embracing what we were invited to scripturally. We've got no excuse, okay? Yeah. Because science is now offering us evidence. We don't even have to take a giant leap of faith. It can be just a supported bridge of faith.
Yes.
Okay, so folks, we are able to step into more now than ever before, and it is because life is evolving, things are evolving, access to truth is evolving, just as it did between the Old Testament and the New. And Jesus predicted it was going to become more and said, you are going to do greater things than these. So let's step up to the plate. Let's say, yes, we're ready and we're willing and we're going to take on board those tools. Now, Dina, I see you as an intuitive sound and voice expert, and I think you have worked with a lot of people and seen how even the tool of sound can begin to recalibrate their field, their mind, their emotions, and even their bodies. So what do you see as the outcome of, quote, sound healing these days? What's possible for people? And before you answer that, I want to throw it back in there about the scriptures where we saw, was it Solomon who David played the harp for?
Yes.
Right? And he moved, and it says David came and played the harp where the king was very disturbed, and it said the evil spirit was lifted from him. You see, that low frequency, that negative thought form, that icky vibration that has us oppressed can be lifted even through sound, even demonstrated there in the Old Testament. Tell us a little bit about your observations, Dina, and how this whole thing works.
With my observations, a lot of it does go back to the emotional state. So I think, yeah, it was either Solomon or King Saul, one of them, but the depressed, the suppressed emotions and how that turns into the energy. And I feel like the sound offers a way for the emotions where they can even be felt, they could be expressed. And then if you even think of it scientifically, of how sound produces the sound wave, but then they also speak about sound affecting geometric structures and how those geometric shapes and structures can actually be seen through that the science of cymatics, where they would put a type of material substance, whether it's sand, something that could be movable. And when you play sound, it actually forms a structure with the material. And so if that can be done with that type of material, and then you think about the body structures, and then even for that matter, the work of Dr. Emoto mm-hmm.
With the water.
The water, yeah. Right? And so how the sound even affects the water molecules, and they form structures. And
yes.
So then if our body is made up of,
water.
70, 90% water, mm-hmm. and then how that's affecting the structure in the body as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me interject about that. So, mm-hmm. so listeners, just to give a little more insight into that last example Dina was given, this was a Japanese scientist, Masaru Emoto, and he became widely known for his claims that human consciousness, such as thoughts, words, music, and prayer, could affect the molecular structure of water. And he wrote a book called The Hidden Messages in Water, where he published photographs of frozen water crystals, suggesting that positive words or intentions or sounds like even classical music, okay, created beautiful symmetrical crystals, while negative words created distorted ones, mm-hmm. or aggressive and hateful sounds and music created distorted crystals in that water.
Yes.
So when we realize that we are mostly water, then we realize that what we feed ourselves, our field, what we subject ourselves to, what we hear, what we're surrounded by, is mm-hmm. actually making change to the very molecules of our being, just as that doctor showed us.
Yeah.
That I just want to let them know a little bit more about that. And by the way, yes, it was King Saul, folks.
Okay.
It was King Saul in 1 Samuel 16 where he was troubled, and David was brought into the court because of his skill with the harp. And played, and Saul felt relief, and the distressing spirit departed from him. So, Dina, we're just going to call this an exorcism. Can you exorcise that anger out of me? Like, and by the way, folks, notice when we look at the exorcism examples on TV, they're quite cathartic,
yes.
right? There can be like screaming, vomiting. What? So imagine yes. that when we have even negative emotions locked down in the body, that when that energy and information is freed up to be released, sometimes we can have a sound come with it, and necessarily so. We
Absolutely.
Need to scream. We need to swear. We need to, you know, they have places where people can go and destroy things.
Yes,
take a
throw
bat
in the
to
glass.
A windshield. Yeah, yeah. We need, this is moving energy, because emotion is energy, E, in motion. It needs to move, and we need to be able to let it move if we're going to have it released from us. Otherwise, it will find a way to express itself, and sometimes that will show up as illness in the body, as illness
Absolutely.
In the body. Now, in the next segment of the show, our last segment, I am going to bring in, again, folks, you can experience with us that 3-minute guided process that includes my verbal guidance and Dina's sounds in the background. So we're going to talk a little more about it now, but understand that you will get to have an experience here during the show in the next segment. But let's talk a little more, Dina, about, at best, what can somebody access through taking in the tones that, say, you, okay, as an intuitive sound healer, bring through those blessed sounds that go so deep? What can happen if they really relax and allow themselves to receive it?
Well, you touched on it a little bit there when you even said when they allow themselves to relax. I feel like overall it brings in the peaceful aspect. And I always say when you really break it down into the most simplest aspect or understanding, I mean, the sound is either going to bring you back into harmony or so bringing you back into harmony and away from the disharmony, bringing you back into a stable state versus a destabilized state. So it's kind of getting rid of all of the noise in your own mind, whether it's from the mental thoughts or the emotions, and bringing you back into balance so that you can experience peace, so that you can calm down if you have been in an overwhelmed, excited state. And peace is not, it cannot be overrated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So certainly, when I was talking about those Buddhist monks that were walking and sending out a signal and an intention for peace, mm-hmm. okay? Peace on earth is what most of us hopefully are hoping for.
Yes.
But peace on earth starts with peace within us and peace in this moment. And if sounds and music can bring that about, as we move into the next shows and we're bringing in that science, I'm going to bring some of the research in on the effects on plants of classical music, mm-hmm. okay? And Joseph Gallenberger did some of that research, actually. We'll be bringing him back on. So friends, stay tuned. We're going to take another little break. And when we come back, we're going to be diving deeper into where you can access your own inner peace. This is Faith Consciousness Radio. Welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio. And this is Dr. Leslie. We have been weaving today. There's going to be more over these next shows as we move into an understanding of neuroplasticity, of gene expression, of heart coherence research, of Carl Jung's collective field, and emerging research suggesting that consciousness may be relational, meaning shared by multiple people, not just isolated. So we're going to explain, I'm going to break all that down for you over these next shows, but it all comes together to create a body of what I call the technology of faith. Okay, it's going to be helping you understand what's possible and how and why, and be able to have the tools to move into alignment in ways that haven't been possible before. So, you know, I was having conversations with Dina about this today. I wanted to share a little thing that happened yesterday, okay? So, friends, I went to the acupuncturist yesterday, and I was on the table with the little needles, and normally she leaves a little bell that I can push with my thumb if I need anything, so she'll come in and help, and she goes between different rooms. And this time, I suddenly felt like I really needed her and needed to let her know, number one, a needle that had fallen out, and also a timing of when I needed to leave, and I forgot to tell her about it. So I wanted to let her know that so that I wasn't stuck needing to go and having all these needles going, like, how do I get these out of here? I need to get dressed and go. So I didn't have the bell. And I'd never been in that position before, and I was like, well, what can I do? I picked up my phone because I had her phone number on it, and I sent her a text that said, if you get this text message, will you please come to my room? All right, within, no kidding, 60 seconds, she stepped in, and she said, oh, did you ring the bell? I thought I heard the bell. And I said, you thought you heard the bell? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, no, actually, I can't reach the bell ringer. It was, you know, away from my table. And I said, you literally thought you heard the bell? And she said, yes, but I wasn't sure. So I thought, I need to come to Leslie's room. And I said, no, but I sent you a text. So isn't that interesting? Okay, isn't that interesting. Carl Jung describes synchronicity as meaningful coincidence, moments when inner and outer realities appear to converge. Now, some might say that my strong intention and focus in that moment had an impact on the field, and she ended up experiencing something like that bell ringing instead of a telepathic communication that says, Leslie wants you to come to her room. To her, that showed up like the bell that would signal her to come to my room. But isn't that kind of fascinating? Now, Dina, you were telling me today about a podcast that you've heard where they're doing research on gifted children who have particular abilities. They're usually autistic, right? Mm-hmm. And how they were somehow seeming to communicate with each other from afar. Let me know what you heard from that.
Yes. Well, I got about halfway through the series, so a good reminder to return to that. But I found it fascinating when they were speaking with one of the children, and they were talking about how even though the children were all in their separate homes, they would go hang out in their bedroom and then somehow meet up in the quote-unquote field somewhere, like in the conscious mind, and they would all meet up as if having a party, except they're just meeting up in the mental conscious space and having conversations. And some of those conversations would go on for hours.
Now, how do they know that? Were these children reporting like the same topics when they hadn't met face-to-face and talked about it?
Yes, that was the understanding, that they would each share about, oh, yes, we were talking about this and sharing about that and really feeling like that was their way of connecting and understanding each other without ever being in rooms all day long or going to school and talking to each other.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So listeners, I'm going to kind of break this down a little bit more. And if it sounds like we're going way off the planet as we're talking about the telepathy tapes, okay. Think about animals. Haven't you heard the saying, oh, the dog can smell your fear? Or a horse, mm-hmm. right? That animals can pick up on what you're feeling, even though you haven't done anything to demonstrate it. How do you think those geese know to line up in that V and fly exactly to their destination? How do you think they know that? Okay, research shows that there is an energetic field, and there's like non-spoken communication that can happen. We're going to be exploring more of that on this show and understanding how this relates to your relationship to the field of your life, okay? And we're going to dive into a little bit of understanding about the quantum field itself, what quantum mechanics has to say, quantum entanglement, and the scientists that have brought forward groundbreaking information as data, not as mystical woo-woo conversation, but as true science today. So we're going to be exploring that more in the upcoming weeks. Stay tuned, because the more you learn about it, the more empowered you're going to be around this relationship between you and your world, okay? Now, what I'd love to do is let everyone have another embodied experience of what it feels like when we bring in specific sounds and guided thought, turning your mind and your breath into a certain state of focus, and watch how it changes your nervous system. Stay with us now. If you're able to, you can close your eyes and relax. And if you can't right now, just let the sounds come in and notice how you feel. This is that 3 minute, just a little over 3 minute reset. It's myself and Dina. We'll play it now.
This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1 to take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. 5, 4, 3, going deeper with every number. 2, allowing the sounds to take you deeper. And 1. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, all the way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Take a deep breath in. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room. And gently open your eyes.
And there we go. Just sit with that feeling for a moment. Notice how different you feel in your body. Okay, I think there's really no way you can listen to that without having some change. Just as King Saul couldn't listen to that harp being played without relaxing and releasing that which was contracted within him and let it go. So, Dina, thank you for the gift that you bring. I want to explore that more through this show. And I have to say that I have never heard a voice and felt a voice minister to my field and my nervous system as intricately as I feel it does through your voice when you're doing that. How and when did that start happening?
It actually started back in 2011. But it's just been within the past few years that I really started working with it more and recording my voice and making recordings.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your boldness, for your faith, for your willingness to step forward. And we just want to invite you, you know, please bring more.
Thank you. I'll be back.
Friends, this is the Dr. Leslie. Dr. Leslie, the host of Faith Consciousness Radio, and we look forward to having you again next time. Stay tuned.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive, or
cannonball!
Into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.